I'll start. This is dictating on Anne Lord. Anne is A-N-N-E. Lord is M-L-O-D. M as in Mary, L as in Lancy, O-D, D as in David. Anne Lord, M-L-O-D. Date of birth is 6/24/59. Date of visit 8/18/22. 8/18/22. Please make a copy of this for Beth Patel. P-A-T-E-L, Beth. B-E-T-H-A-R-N-P. Next paragraph. Dear Beth, thank you for sending and Lord for my evaluation. Next paragraph is for an illness. This is a 62-year-old female who has a prior history of interstitial lung disease and sarcoidosis, has been followed regularly at the Mayo Clinic and had a biopsy done, I'm sorry, had a open lung biopsy done in 2010. The patient has not been on any specific therapy recently, and her most recent CT of the chest was in October 2021, which showed mild chronic appearing interstitial changes and an area of a previous right lung biopsy showing scarring and no other suspicious lesions. The patient has shortness of breath with exertion, fatigue, and occasional cough, but denies any chest pains or hemoptysis, and she is not on any home oxygen. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of open lung biopsy in 2010 with a diagnosis of pulmonary sarcoidosis. She had a carpal tunnel release in 2011. Cervical discectomy with fusion in 2012. Cholecystectomy in 2015. Cataract surgery with implants in 2022. Sinus surgery in 2016. With the removal of a cyst, and also had a hemangioma operated in 2009. Patient has hypothyroidism, and she was treated for COVID in July this year. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient never smoked, drinks alcohol occasionally, and next line, allergies to gadolinium dye. Next paragraph, family history, father died of old age, mother died of heart disease. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient has fatigue and history of glaucoma. So no dizziness or hoarseness. She has occasional cough and shortness of breath. She has no abdominal pain, so GI bleed. Denies any chest or jaw pain or arm pain or calf muscle pains. She has no anxiety, no depression. Denies any arthritis or muscle aches. Denies bruising or enlarged glands. She says numbness of the extremities, no blackouts, and no memory loss. Next, Medalist includes Levoxyl 75 micrograms daily. Next paragraph. Can you also add in the past history, the patient also has a history of thalassemia. And iron deficiency anemia. Next, physical exam, this averagely built middle-aged white female, no acute distress. Blood pressure, 110 over 70. Pulse is 82, respirations 20, temps 97.6. Weight is 178, saturation 98. HE India norms, phallic people's reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, ears, no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. Lung fields are essentially clear. Heart, the heart sounds regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, no lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerve is grossly intact, skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression. Number one is interstitial lung disease with a history of sarcoidosis. Number two is hypothyroidism. Number three is iron deficiency anemia and thalassemia. And next paragraph, plan the patient. Number four is rule out obstructive sleep apnea. Next, plan the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. And a copy of her Mayo Clinic evaluation will be requested. She will also be referred for a SED rate, ACE level, and a CBC, and a polysomnographic study to rule out obstructive sleep apnea. A CT chest was recently performed, and a copy of that will be requested as well, and a follow-up visit will be arranged. The patient was placed on Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN, and she'll come in for a follow-up visit in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Beth Patel, ARNP, Beth, B-E-T-H, Patel, P-A-T-E-L, ARNP. Thank you. Dr. Disha.